Now, there is a prediction here that's predicated on promise to the patriarchs, verses 40 and 42. It never did destroy the fact they have the title deeds to that land. Listen to this. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. Now, friends, this is a remarkable prophecy. And this is a prophecy that God said that he would honor when the time came. And you find out they were carried away into captivity. And the thing that happened, for instance, they were down in the land of Egypt, and God heard their groaning. And God remembered he'd made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And then he put them in the land, and he said, now, if you obey me, why, I'll keep you here. If not, the generation that's living will have to leave the land, but I'll bring them back, because God says, if they remember me in the land where they go, and that's down yonder in the land of Babylon, there's a young man by the name of Daniel, and for 70 years he prophesied there. And then he turned to God in prayer. And you know what he did? He turned his face toward that city, and he began to confess his sin and the sins of his people. And when he did, God heard. God sent a messenger to him and said, they're going to return back to the land. And they did return back to the land, just exactly like God said they would. Friends, this is a remarkable passage of Scripture. Now let me read verses 43 and 45. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because even because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. Now, are you going to try to tell me today that God is through with the nation Israel? Then read this through again and tell me whether you believe God means what he says. God says he's not through with them at all. God says that he'll make a new covenant with them in the day that he brings them back into that land. This, my friend, is a remarkable passage of Scripture. Now, verse 46, the last verse. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Now, we've come to the end of him giving these laws that we have here in Leviticus. And God confirms the Pentateuch here as he's given it to Moses. In fact, it moves us all the way back into the book of Exodus. And this verse seems to end the book of Leviticus, but it doesn't. God also looks down through the ages to their repeated failures and his faithfulness and final victory. Moses could not bring them eternal blessings, although he was a mediator. The world must look to another. John gives the answer, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.